That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Do you like what you see?
Penetration? Who's gonna be penetrated?
Why are there sharks on the moon?
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
Hey, it's Wish.com Eric Roberts.
The terrible Australian Bee Jemine.
We're being watched. Oh no, the actors have become self-aware. They know we're watching them.
Professor Science Batch.
All these actors are hard Canadian 30s.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That movie's so tight.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven.
No, you're not. You're banned.
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
I bet you he made anal.
That's not how you should.
Adult themes.
I like how they're still wet even after the next day.
Then it comes back on and it's an ad from Wild Secrets.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Would you like to touch what you see?
Listen, I don't have anything to say to you except don't call me anymore.
Operator, I am begging you. This is a real, real emergency. What's the matter with you?
I got molested in the little boy's room.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the podcast where we go on the free streaming service Tubi and watch random movies. I am one of your lovely hosts, Super Marcy, and welcome to episode 122 for our horror month. And I am joined by my regular co-host. He is the one who is terrible. He is Bee Jemine. Hello, Bede. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
Doing all right. Enjoying the spooky season.
Indeed. We're getting pretty much near the tail end of spooky season, which I'm a little bit sad by because, you know, it's been an exciting one, at least for me and also for you as well. And, you know, it's always, I mean, we can watch horror movies and all that anytime, but there's something very special about watching them throughout the month of October.
Yes, but for me it's always spooky season because horror is just my bread and butter.
Exactly.
As it is. And yeah, so this week we have no Professor Batch and we have no Colin. So what's happened is the brothers Bronson have recruited Batch into trying to track down sensitive Victor Crowley over the massacre at the wedding a few episodes ago. So he is helping the Bronson brothers. So we'll see if anything comes out of that. And I'm sure Batch will give us an update next week. As for Colin, he found himself in one of those dastardly saw traps and found himself in the hospital. However, polite Jigsaw felt so bad. He's been looking after him ever since. And he sent us a message earlier saying, in his better judgment, Colin is not well enough to be on the show today. So apparently, polite Jigsaw is Colin's nurse.
Oh, geez. I'm a little bit terrified for Colin if polite Jigsaw is his nurse. But hopefully he doesn't end up being put into another trap accidentally by a polite Jigsaw.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's not the case, so wishing them all the best and look forward to the stories next week. So we've mixed things around. Next week, it will be Colin's pick, but as he, as said, is not here, we are doing the Patreon poll pick, and for this poll, that was your poll choices, Bede. So what were they, and what are we watching today?
Indeed. Well, you know me, Marcy. It is always an interesting experience when I put my poll picks together because you just never know what you're going to get. Because I always try to make sure to pick movies that I've never seen before, and I have no idea what to expect with any of these. But the films that I had, the four films, and being that it's a horror-centric poll for this one, I picked the films Baby Frankenstein, Fungicide, Munchies. However, the winner of the poll, and one that I'm not surprised actually did win, is the 1995 slasher film, The Ice Cream Man.
Yes, and this fits right in with my 90s horror watching for this month. And depending on how far I get with my watching, I might just extend it to next month. We'll see. Oh, I'm just smacking my microphone around. But anyway, so if people want to watch The Ice Cream Man and listen to our commentary slash watch along, what do they need to do, Bede?
So what we need to do, for all our listeners out there, look up the film Ice Cream Man if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. But if it isn't, or if you don't have Tubi in your part of the world, the film is easily can be found on other streaming sites as well as DVD and Blu-ray as well. So we're going to start the film from the very start. So I'll count us down from five, and then when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But since Tubi is a free streaming service that and they do play ads on occasion, if an ad does pop up, Marcy will play this sound. Yes. Yes. And we'll stop playing the music once the ads are finished, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way we're all still in sync.
Well,
but when, if you're not...
Well, I was going to say, when the ad stops, you'll hear this music.
Well, that too. So
there we go.
But, however, though, if you're not interested in watching Ice Cream Man, first of all, how dare you, even though I haven't seen the film, and for all I know, it probably is bad, I'm pretty sure this film will still be a fun listen to regardless. So, Marcy, are you ready to have a lick of Clint Howard's cones with the Ice Cream Man, our Patreon subscribers poll pick episode?
Go fuck yourself.
I think Christian Cage summed it up with that very awkward.
Yes.
I don't want to lick his cones, man.
Too late, we're going to. But anyways, let's get straight to it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm worried for the listeners because it is just me and you, and we know things get really silly when it's just me and you.
Indeed. Actually, it's Batch and Colin who kind of keep us from going insane, so...
I mean, they do all the stupidness for us, really.
Well, yes. That's why we love them.
I can't even English. They are missed when they're not here, but, yeah, you know, they have important things to be doing.
Meanwhile, on the set of Pleasantville...
Meanwhile? Kind of does look like Pleasantville.
Clint Howard. So this means, since this is our second Clint Howard film this year, that automatically means he is a nominee for the Tubi Achievement Award later this year. Oh, shoot!
Whoa, that escalated quickly!
Those drive-by shooters who shot that little girl and in Assault on Precinct 13 came back for the Ice Cream Man himself.
They came back for the Ice Cream Man. I'm assuming this little kid is going to grow up to be Clint Howard.
I think so, yes. Wait a second. Isn't that the kid from... the Secret Agent Club?
Maybe.
I think it is.
It looks like a little kid Mark Pellegrino.
It kind of does, but I think this is the same kid. I'm going to find out.
Holy shit, Olivia Hussey is in this movie?
Yes. Wow.
I will say, like, I've known of this movie, but I don't think I've actually ever seen it. And I remember distinctly, like, the cover at...
David Norton!
The video store. I just saw that, David. Jan Michael Vincent!
And also, Lee Majors II. Just off the first
David Warner!
David Warner! R.I.P. David Warner.
R.I.P. Everyone's in this movie. I don't know who any of those are.
How did this movie get so many well-known actors to be a part of it?
What is this shitty video game that he's playing on a computer?
Look at this kid's fucking mullet.
I thought you were just calling the kid a fuckhead.
Well, he looks like a fuckhead with that hair.
I mean, a little bit. I mean, I was more for that weird outfit. He looks like Nelson Muntz in human form.
Yes.
So, what was the other movie we saw with Clint Howard this year?
Oh, it was a movie that neither you and I saw, Marcy, and that was The Wraith.
That was, yes, The Wraith, that's right. It was an episode we weren't a part of, but it still counts, always counts.
Although it's kind of ironic that David Dobkin co-wrote this movie.
Who is that?
Omar. David Dobkin, like, he's actually a well-known director now. Like, let me look up
Should
this
I
movie.
Should I know who that is? Because now I feel bad.
Okay, so David Dobkin. Okay. He is the director behind films such as Clay Pigeons, Shanghai Nights, Wedding Crashers, The Judge, and most recently, Eurovision Song Contest, the Story of Fire Saga.
Damn.
And this is one of his first movies that he was involved with.
Wow.
Wow.
What's with the bars over the ice cream truck thing?
Well, to be fair, I mean, if you saw an ice cream man get shot down by criminals, I'm pretty sure you'd want to put bars over your truck as well.
I mean, maybe. But the kids weren't responsible for it.
Ew.
Is he, look at these. Has he made the, that new bug-infused ice cream?
I think so.
Look at these fucking 90s fashions.
I was going to say, there's so much flannel between these three kids alone. And there's even this little girl's wearing, like, a flannel hoodie.
It's just all flannel, all 90s.
Exactly, exactly.
And Converse shoes.
Yes.
Hey, it's Macaulay Culkin. Oh, wait, no, it's not. Just looks exactly like him from My Girl.
I was going to say, this is probably like the Macaulay Culkin you get off... is it Wish or Timu now? I can't remember.
Either or works.
Yes.
Yeah, up yours, dumb kid.
See, that's a term that should be brought back, up yours.
Up yours.
Yes.
Now, we got to remember, he can't see without his glasses.
Oh my gosh, Marcy, that kid, like the young, like... Clint Howard is the Hulk Hogan's son from the so Secret Agent Club. So that means
he
could be a nominee too.
He's a nominee.
And he was also in Little Giants and North as well.
That makes sense. Is this kid wearing a fat suit?
I don't know.
He looks like a fat suit.
He looks like Ethan Hawke as a kid.
Wearing a fat suit for some reason.
Yes.
His body looks 20 times the size of his head.
They couldn't actually find, and I apologize if anyone gets offended by anything I'm about to say, they couldn't find the 90s fat kid for this role, so they just got a normal skinny kid and just put a bodysuit on him.
Apparently.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I don't know, he looks puffed up like he's in a blow-up t-shirt or something.
Uh-oh, stranger danger.
Yeah, what is going on?
Oh, he's more scarier than Clint Howard in this movie.
He looks like an evil, oh god, the name's already left my brain.
Yeah.
He looks like a scary man.
Scary man. Scary man.
It's the scary man. Well, he's not the adult they need to be scared of, or is he?
No, I'm pretty sure it's Clint Howard who they're meant to be scared of.
Oh, here comes the ice cream man. With his jail ice cream truck.
Oh, that dude, that creepy old guy we saw before, he's the park cleaner. Oh my gosh.
It's another relatable movie.
Yes, but also we found our connection.
Oh, the cleaners, of course.
Yeah, the reason why he works at this park, because, and also Nick Cage knows how to clean well, is they both worked for the same cleaning company.
That makes sense. Also, who was getting reanimator fluid injected into their head?
I think it was Clint Howard. I mean, also, there's a Garfield popsicle up on the board of that truck.
Do you remember? I don't know. Maybe it was me, but I'm so sure. Like Wendy's, who did ice cream, had like an aggro ice cream.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
I used to get those, and it was David Warner.
It is David Warner. I'm just shocked that other than Clint Howard, which, you know, it's obvious that he would appear in a movie like this, but this movie has, like, all these other well-known actors in it. I'm freaking out a little bit.
I am freaking out, because I mean, I don't think I've seen it, but I don't know if this is, like, regarded in what way it's regarded, if it's regarded as not very good or so bad it's good.
Well, I think it has a definite cult following. That's what I'm sort of reading up on it right now from Wikipedia page, that it has a massive cult following. And I think on a recent episode of Joe Bob Briggs' show, The Drive-In for Shudder, they actually did this movie and Clint Howard came on to talk about it.
Because
I think Clint Howard legit loves this movie.
As he damn well should. I mean, he's the lead in it, so he should love it.
And also, according to Wikipedia, they tried to make a sequel on Kickstarter, but it didn't end up happening.
Whoa.
And you know what the movie? What the sequel was going to be called, Marcy?
What was it going to be called?
Ice Cream Man 2: Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Electric Boogaloo. It's Olivia Hussey.
Oh,
I like this music. I think he killed your dog.
Mind you, we have to remember Clint Howard's only 24 years old here.
He's a hard Canadian 24.
I'm still shocked that, like, when we did, Rock and Roll High School a couple years ago, like, even though Clint Howard looked 40 in that movie, he was only 21 when he made that film.
Right. He's always just looked like a 50-year-old man. And that's the magic of Clint Howard.
And somehow his older brother, Ron Howard, just looks way younger than him.
Even now, and Ron Howard looks old. We'll send out feelers to see if Clint Howard wants to be on the show.
Yes. Clint Howard, if you're listening right now, please come on our show. No! No! He turned that poor doggo into ice cream!
This is terrible and appalling. Wait, that's not ice cream!
That looks like some kind of, like, mints.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, wait, that's something different. It's not the dog, sorry.
What, do we know for sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know what it was.
Oh my gosh, it's Billy Crudup.
It's Billy Crudup.
It looks like Billy Crudup.
That shirt is a man's shirt that kid's wearing.
Sorry, everybody. I had to stop off at the store to get some more flannel shirts that are way too oversized.
And I needed to get my 90s boy haircut restyled.
And also, I had to get a shirt from my brother that had the sleeves torn off.
Why is he wearing a man's shirt? It's like the shirt comes down to his ankles. I find the weirdest things to obsess over in a movie.
It's like this family, other than the kids, the mum and dad feel like they've stepped out of a 50s movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got a very, like, 50s aesthetic here.
At Marcy's house!
Marcy's house!
They just mentioned, the mum just mentioned, oh, they're at Marcy's house.
There's a Marcy in this movie?
Yes.
Well, that better be the best character in the movie.
Yes.
What is in her hair?
I don't know, but I'm fascinated by everyone's hair in this movie.
I have no idea what is happening. What is going on? They're gonna know I'm tough because I got my cut-off sleeves and flannel.
He looks like a bloated J-Ball. Meanwhile...
This is Art the Clown!
It is Art the Clown!
It's one of his Art the Clown fever dreams.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've seen some of them before, so it makes sense.
With Nurse Olivia Hussey?
I think so.
Does he eat too much ice cream and pass out?
I think so. He's in an ice cream coma.
Bede, how many are subscribers for Olivia Hussey's outfit?
That's at least another 16 subscribers.
I mean, you set the bar, so...
she should put her hat on... She needs to put her hat on Clint Howard's head, because he's going to get sunburn on top of that bald head of his.
Yeah. This looks like an outfit that a certain LL would wear to go out and do her gardening.
I think so, yes.
It's got her aesthetic, I want to say.
Did somebody say LL? Hello, everyone, it's me, Louise Lasser.
Oh, I didn't know not saying your name summoned you now, Louise.
Well, first of all, it took me a while to catch on, but now that I know, whenever you guys say LL, you're not talking about L. McPherson, you're talking about me.
And we all know you're so much better than L. McPherson.
I mean, she's the body for a reason, but you know what? I've got the red wine body, just saying.
Oh, of course. And we
forget... Look! Oh, that's a... There's a little statue of Toby's member right there on his table.
Oh! Well, that makes sense. Now I understand the wedding.
Yes.
And I've completely forgotten what I was going to say, Louise. You got me distracted by...
You were going to ask me about Olivia Hussey's outfit. That's actually part of my gardening collection that's coming out very soon.
Oh, so that's part of the gardening collection.
Yes, because, I mean, all wives, especially happily sexed up married wives like myself, the ghost... If you're going to go out and do some cleaning in your garden, you got to look your best. But also, what makes gardening even better is if you drink a lot of red wine as you're doing it.
So, can we all get in shape with red wine with your red wine exercise tape?
Oh, yes, honey. Oh, yes. And speaking of which, I'm actually going to be releasing I'm working on a new tape at the moment.
Oh.
Because... And also, Toby the Pervy Ghost, my husband, and also the other one in our relationship, Ninja Terminator Tubi, who I'm shortening his name to NTT, just like JTT, but with an N instead of a J.
NTT.
Yes, because I mean, as much as I'm a woman of culture, and I drink a lot of red wine, sometimes my tongue gets a little too tied up. Trying to say Ninja Terminator 2B all the time.
I mean, I always mess up trying to say Ninja Terminator 2B, and that was probably the first time I said it without messing up, so...
Well, see, that's exactly the point. So, yes, all three of us, we're working on a new exercise tape together. Oh. It's called the Frupple Exercise Tape, and it's going to be amazing.
Well, now, that sounds interesting.
Oh, I just saw a red wine ice block. I think I need to have some. I think, because all red ice blocks need to be made out of red wine.
Oh, well, that's true. That is true.
And also, that's red wine ice cream. That's going to be a new product we're going to release very soon.
Oh. Well, that's very clever.
Indeed, indeed. And anyways, though, I better get going because I got to go back and shoot more of my new exercise tape. So I'll see you later, Marcy. Bye.
Bye, Louise. All right. Is anyone going to tell her it wasn't actually red wine? It's like human blood and eyeballs?
Well, I think blood and red wine just look the same to Louise these days.
I mean, who knows what she's drinking sometimes. Whoa, he's giving an eyeball ice cream to the detective. Ew.
I have... This is... That's weird. I thought it was going to be vanilla.
Ew!
Ew! So basically, Clint Howard is basically like a cannibal ice cream man?
I think so? I don't know.
He's killing people and putting them in the... Put them in these ice cream ingredients?
I feel like that could be it. But how does that equate to him seeing an ice cream man murdered in a drive-by?
I don't know.
I'm confused. I have a lot of questions.
I
have a lot of questions.
How can that cop not know he's eating an eyeball?
Yeah. Ew. I don't want to watch it. I don't care if it's not real. It's gross. Oh.
Exactly. Oh. Oh, hello.
That's a sexy Arnie.
That is a sexy Arnie, and she's wearing the red wine bed. Like,
the lingerie collection. Yes. And she's also got a bit of a Louise hairstyle as well.
She does.
Is she flirting with the ice cream man?
I think so. I gotta say, ice cream man, your bald head really turns me on with that weird hair around it.
Bead, stop projecting.
I can't help it, Marcy. This is how I roll.
I'm mean.
I know. Oh, wait a minute. I was looking up to see who she is. It's Andrea Evans, and she used to be on the TV shows One Life to Live, The Young and the Restless, The Bold and the Beautiful, and Passions. I do. That's where I recognize her from, was on Passions.
Yeah, probably would have seen her on one or all of those.
Yes.
I mean, we did used to watch Passions.
Yes.
Passions should come to Tubi.
Yes. Oh, she passed away a couple months ago. Oh, that's sad.
Aw, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
You'll forever be a sexy Arnie.
Exactly. With the Louise Lasser red wine lingerie that you can get off, collection, which you can get off Wild Secrets.
Yes.
Why isn't this kid not Devon Sawa?
What is going on? I'm just going to grab my ice cream and put it on in the nose of my dead body and then serve it. Like, what is this?
You want a fudgicle, kid?
Do you want a fudgicle? What?
All these boys here all have the 90s teen boy haircut.
They all do. Clint Howard should have worn it as a wig.
Yes. Oh, he's off to see the sexy Arnie.
But we're back to the weird. I don't know what this is.
Oh, it's that guy. Beetlejuice. He's from Beetlejuice.
But is he having flashbacks to when he was at the sanitarium? I'm so confused.
I think so.
Oh.
Oh, hello. She's out there waiting for him.
And he ran away. Maybe he's not a fan of the Louise Lingerie Red Wine Collection.
Oh, I wanted to lick his ice cream.
Oh, ad. Hold on.
Ad.
Okay. 2030, by the way. Listen to this awesome song. Yeah. Watch which a is dance taken from the video. Alright, the ad is coming to an end.
Kill.
All right, we are back. 2032. There we go. That worked out well. That was a quick ad.
It was, but then again, Australian Tubi tends to have more quicker ads than anywhere else. So
yeah, hopefully that remains the case.
Mm.
What is with all these kids wearing way oversized clothes?
Oh, it's Mia Farrow. Oh wait, that's not her.
What is happening?
What is up with all the parents in this movie? Every single one of them is weird.
Is she possessed by the night?
She might be.
Wait, even what?
She's speaking tongues.
Is Christopher Walken speaking to her?
I think so.
A reference to me having watched The Prophecy this month.
Wow, first of all, it is... I'm going to speak in tongues through that lady. Wow!
Oh, hi, Christopher Walken.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm back. After being on your other movie you did of mine, Puss in Boots.
That's correct. We did do Puss in Boots. And you were the puss in the boots.
I was. I put the boards in the puss. So, yes.
Interesting.
But, anyways, I gotta go back and possess that woman's body to do more.
All right.
Speaking in tongues.
All right.
I wasn't thinking of a joke. I had to. There was a long gap in between sentences.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, okay. That's just how you talk. All right.
Yes. Anyway, I'll see you later. Bye. Wow.
There's a lot of people showing up on this episode already.
I know. I'm kind of freaking out. I'm batching Colin and Ronnie here to experience all this, too.
They didn't even get to, like, chat to Christopher Walken.
I know.
I feel so sad now.
What is up with this kid's shirt?
What's up with the oversized pants or shorts?
It was that kind of the style in the 90s? I mean, you and I both grew up in the 90s, so was that the style where basically every kid's clothes was like two sizes too big
for
them?
It totally wasn't. Like, I remember dudes wearing like really baggy pants and stuff, but not like that.
Mm.
Shut up, fake Macaulay Culkin.
Don't go in there, fake Macaulay Culkin.
Why does he look like Macaulay Culkin? It's creeping me out.
He's not Macaulay Culkin, Marcy. He's Facaulay Culkin. Facaulay Culkin.
Facaulay Culkin.
Yes.
Or Cacaulay Malkin.
Cacaulay Malkin. Yes. Marcy.
All of those deserve one of these.
Yes. See, Bats is not here to play the film, so I can have the whole, there we go. Whatever my jokes are.
You can just applaud yourself for your jokes.
Exactly.
So, is Toby the Ghost around?
He might be. Well, Marcy, you have to conjure him up. So you got to say the magic word to conjure him up.
Boobies? Yoga pants?
Did somebody say boobies and yoga pants? Hello, everyone. Boo.
Hey, Toby. Yes, I had to conjure you from the afterlife that you're very much enjoying right now.
Oh, yes. I was also a little busy as well, because Louise and Ninja Terminator 2B, or as he would like to be called now, NTT, to make everything much shorter, we're all, like, working on filming out Louise's upcoming Frubble exercise tape.
Yeah, she did mention that, so we're very intrigued. Now, as we can see here with this movie, Ice Cream Man, he's got a lot of white, very funky looking ice cream. Can you confirm or deny whether that ice cream is mixed with your ectoplasm?
I mean, there's a pretty good reason why that ice cream's a little chunky and a little nutty in parts.
Oh.
But I'm not going to confirm or deny if some of my ectoplasm was in that ice cream.
Well, Toby, I think we know the answer to that, boy.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to confirm or deny because I don't want to grow. Oh, wait a second. What's that, Clidowin? Oh, you need some more ingredients? Okay, hold on one sec. Hold on. Let me just think of Olivia, Hussey, and...
No! Stop!
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. I can't do it today. Because you know why? After the last episode, I went to go see a doctor to figure out a cure for my grima-boo ejaculation, and he gave me a couple of bills and also exercises to not do that.
So it's a little bit calmer now.
Yes, it's a little bit more calmer. I'm at Zen at the moment.
Oh, so how's Clint Howard meant to get those extra ingredients?
Well, I mean, I'll have to figure something out. I mean, there's ectoplasm everywhere, Marcy. It's easy to just scoop it off the ground and just putting it into the ice cream.
I mean, fair. I mean, you'll have to go sort that out for him.
Yes, which I have to go to right now. So I'll shovel up a couple of ectoplasm and give it to Clint out. So I'll see you all later. Bye, boo.
That was an interesting conversation. I think.
Oh yeah, it was. Well, at least he knows he's controlling his ectoplasm.
Well, he's trying to get better, so.
Yes, he is trying to get better.
Yeah, because that stuff, like, if it's all over your rug or your couch or something, it's so difficult to get out.
Exactly.
What the hell is that ice cream dork doing out this late? Don't call him an ice cream dork. That's just rude.
Hashtag ice cream dork.
I was about to say hashtag ice cream dork.
Well, actually, you know what? Put glasses on Clint Howard and we'd be a fucking ice cream nerd.
He would be an ice cream nerd.
Oh, wait a minute. That kid, before with the glasses, Fecoli Culkin.
He's a
Hashtag Fecoli Culkin. He's also a fucking nerd.
He is a nerd. He's a massive nerd.
Yes.
What a nerd. Now, why is she familiar?
I will find out, because there's way too many familiar people in this movie.
I know, I feel weirded out, because everyone looks familiar. Ew.
Let me find out.
Ew. That's what happens when you leave the ectoplasm for about 3 weeks and not clean it up.
Exactly.
Mm.
Hey, Sam. Morning, Mrs. Zarin. Nice to see you. Oh! Sandra Bergman.
Oh my god. That's why I thought it was her, but I wasn't sure.
Holy shit, she's basically becoming a Tubi legend on the show. This is like our third movie we've done with her.
Yeah, because we had Hell Comes to Frogtown, Possessed by the Night, and now this.
Yes.
What is going on? I don't remember her name in the opening credits.
I don't know. We must have missed it.
Maybe.
Or maybe one of the subtitles covered her name.
Oh, maybe. Actually, that makes sense.
She's possessed by the ice cream.
She's possessed by the ice cream man.
Ugh.
I'll give you Clint one of Howard, these, not to be mean, all right?
Nice. I appreciate that. I'm having such a great time, although I am sad Colin and Batch are here, but, you know, they, you know,
you
Colin's already
here.
In... Yeah, not here. But, you know, Colin's still in the hospital with polite Jigsaw and... Batches out and about with the Bronson brothers.
Yeah. I mean, all this stuff's got to get worked out sooner or later. What is happening?
Exactly.
What a fucking nerd!
Fucking nerd.
He is wearing
a fat suit!
He totally is! It's like he's got 20 shirts under it! What the fuck is happening?
He is like you know those fake muscle suits, like those blow-up
yes.
ones that people yes. would wear? It looks like that with a jumper over it.
It does! Why?
I mean, it can't be that hard to find, I mean, apologies if anyone's offended, you know, fat kids in 90s movies,
I mean,
there was hundreds of them.
Do you need to have, like, a token, like, fat child?
Well, I mean, this is a movie about ice cream, so it was probably a given.
Yeah, but still, like, what is going on?
Yes.
And we mean no offense to any children who are affected by their weight.
Yes.
Plus, you know, we don't fat shame. We don't skinny shame. Be as big or as small as you want, as long as you're happy.
The only time we ever fat shame anyone on the show is Steven Seagal, and that's about it.
Yeah, but he doesn't count. He's not even a person.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just a
piece
of shit.
He's not even fat. He's a blob. He's just a blob.
He's a blob man.
He's just a bag that's full of crap.
He's a bag full of shit. Oh, you know what? That deserves this.
Yes. Yes.
And his whole career deserves one of these. If people
exactly.
don't like the sound effects, I apologize. Not really. I enjoy being stupid on this show.
How did that person who's wheeling that little trolley not notice that kid was underneath it?
Because he's wearing, like, I don't know.
He was wearing camo flannel, Marcy.
Camo flannel. Is this the
it's
meat?
Like, It's like camouflage flannel.
Why is he in the meat section?
Locker.
Oh, another creepy old man. Guy? He's the meat man butcher.
Is there, like, a creepy, like, park cleaner, a creepy, like, butcher, and a creepy ice cream man?
What if the man is not the villain of the story?
Ooh.
What if he's killing all the town pedos and putting them in ice cream?
But he has killed a couple of kids as well.
But are we sure of that?
I saw one of those kids' bodies in the back of the freezer.
Yeah, but we can't be sure it was a kid.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Stop ruining my really bad theories.
Why is there so many, like, Phantom Blacks in this movie? It's almost like this was made for TV
it
or something.
Like it feels like we should have had a commercial break.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Maybe he is just killing children.
Yes. But oh, it's it's Lee Majors 2.
It's Lee Majors 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, I can see it too.
Right?
He looks like his dad.
So, oh, fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. To hark back to our recent episode of Podcasters of Horror, maybe he's just killing all the really shitty, crappy kids from Trick or Treat and Tales of Halloween.
Maybe. I could buy that.
I could buy that.
Oh, and I just realized that other cop is Jan Michael Vincent.
It is. Everyone agreed to be in this movie.
Yes. I really want to put, like, Clint Howard's head into the Shino Bolo.
Put his head in the Shino Bolo.
Hey, and before anyone gets upset,
if you go say, you could go with him and get a 2-for-1.
Exactly.
See,
Clint Howard, this is, if your hair is, if you're balding like that, where it's, like, really balding in the front, and you have hair, shave everything else off. It's not attractive. It's not a good look.
The only person, I think, in this day and age who can pull off that weird look is Paul Heyman, because it kind of works for him. Everyone else, shave your thinning hair or just save your money and go to one of those treatments or get a hair transplant. It worked for Joel McHale. Yes. It reignited his career.
Yes.
Just saying. So, what are they actually going into? What is happening? I'm so confused. He chops nuts, and I know what nuts he means.
Yes.
That's where he makes the testicles ice cream. The testes cream.
Yes. But, yeah. Like chiming music.
But I have no idea what's happening.
I'm assuming they're doing a raid on him for being just a creepy ice cream man, and they're checking to see what if he might have been involved with the kids disappearing.
Are we sure? Because I don't know. Oh, is that the man that got shot?
Yes.
At the beginning?
Yes. That's the Ice Cream King.
Oh.
Ugh.
So he
melted
wants to
ice
be.
Cream. I love.
He wants to be the ice cream prince.
Yes.
Yeah, this movie makes ice cream look so gross.
And I love ice cream. I just don't like melted ice cream.
Yeah. But you know what's good? Vanilla ice cream and Milo.
Ooh.
Just sprinkle all the Milo on the ice cream. And at the moment, McDonald's do have the Milo McFlurry.
Mm. Have the wrong house. I'm the one with the missing dog. Where were you last
night around 6? He was here, working to pay his rent. Oh, she's his landlady?
I'm the one with the missing dog.
But he also saw her in his weird vision flashback thing. So was she a nurse at the psychiatric sanitarium place?
You have to understand. People get pretty uptight when there's a missing child. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. Maybe it's like...
Sorry.
Go ahead, you say. You go.
No, which kid is missing?
I think it was like the first... What? Not Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
The other kid. Yeah, the one of the other kids in the friend group. Like,
oh. Okay, so, all right. He probably is killing kids then.
Yes.
Mm. And then serving it to adults because the kids are just being really greedy little shits with the ice cream.
Mm.
I think. I don't know.
You know, I think Olivia Hussey needs to rethink her choices because this is the second time she's been involved with a serial killer. She needs to do something about it.
Well, there's multiple times she's been around serial killers, it seems like.
Yes.
And plus, she gave birth to Norman Bates.
That's what I mean, yeah. So Norman Bates and now the Ice Cream Man.
Well, then there was also Black Christmas.
All that too.
And we never knew who that was, at least in the original.
Mm.
Maybe it was the Ice Cream Man.
You're the Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, the original killer in Black Christmas was the Ice Cream Man.
Now, Marcy, would you like to hear some trivia on this movie?
Yes, let's do some trivia.
Prior to making this film, the director, Paul Norman... previous work was adult films.
Really?
Yes.
Are there any that should be covered on After Dark with Super Marcy, an adults only podcast?
Would you like to hear some of the titles of his adult work?
Yes, I would.
Hungry Holes.
Whoa!
Let's Starflash. Strong Sensations, Unchained Marilyn, By and Beyond Six, Authentic.
Nothing beats Sperm Hungry Holes. Wait, what?
Sperm Bitches.
Whoa! That sounds like a Colin movie.
Okay, hold on. This is what I have to read the whole thing because it's a long title. Okay, Bitches in Heat Part 1, Locked in the Basement.
Bitches in Heat. That sounds like another one for Colin.
Yes.
Hungry Holes might be the best title for a movie I've ever heard.
Also,
oh, shit, he's going to kill Fake Macaulay Culkin.
He's going to chop up his nuts in the nut machine.
That poor kid, his nuts only had one day left to retirement.
Also, he directed a movie called Young and Anal, too.
Whoa!
Let's see.
Damn.
Crybabies 1 Anal Scream.
No! That sounds wrong!
Bad Girl 6 Riding into Town.
Riding into town because she's the town bicycle.
Superstar Sex Challenge.
How do you do a Superstar Sex Challenge?
Well, first of all, what you need to do is... oh my... Well... Oh my gosh, Marcy, you're going to love this one. Intercourse with the Vampire.
Why did I take a drink? I didn't spill it, but I nearly choked on it. Ugh.
Some of these titles are amazing.
Hungry Holes for the Win.
Hungry Holes for the Win.
Oh, look at all that ectoplasm.
Ew.
Stop trying to feed it to Macaulay Culkin. What's this weird kid been in?
I don't know. I think he's... he's also directed a movie called Sexual Olympics 2.
Sexual Olympics?
The Erotic Adventures of the Three Musketeers.
I think that I have heard of that one.
Oh my gosh, Marcy. You know what he directed?
No.
He directed Edward Penishands.
No way!
And he also directed Edward Penishands 2 and 3 as well.
He might be the greatest living director. So yes, he has been featured on After Dark.
I can imagine David Warner watched... Edward Penishands is like, I want to work with this director.
I mean, wouldn't you after you watched Edward Penishands?
Yes.
I mean, look, I'm putting this out there. If anybody has, like, a lead to find the full versions of Edward Penis Hands 2 and 3, I don't know if it's a case of lost media or she's really hard to find, but if anyone can help me out, please, please hit me up. You can find me under Super Marcy on all the socials. I'm on Twitter/X. I am on Instagram. I'm on Threads. I am on Blue Sky. Please, I need to see these other films. And then I need to make the clean edits as well.
Yes. Yes.
Just saying. Wait, the kid's name was Small Paul?
Small Paul.
Is it because he was short in stature, or...?
I think so.
Because if you all start calling me Small Marcy, then we're going to have problems.
Oh, wait a minute. I stand corrected. The guy who directed this... Oh, Paul Norman didn't direct the movie. He produced the movie. But he directed the other ones that I mentioned, so...
So which ones did he produce, Edward Penis Hands?
Yeah, he directed all those, but he produced this movie.
Oh, the producer of this did all the pornos.
Yes.
So what did the actual director of this do?
Well, Norman Epstein. Let me find out. Let's see.
Don't tell me the kids are going to do the cops' jobs and try to find out who's taking the kids when it's so obvious.
Oh, he only directed, like, what? This was his first and only movie.
Oh. So the producer, the porn producer, had a bigger career.
Yes. And he was still making pornos during this time when he produced this movie and beyond.
So did he direct Edward Penis Hands and Hungry Holes, or did he produce them?
Yes. No, he directed
those. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, because it says in the trivia that this was his first foray in, non-adult filmmaking.
Non-pornos, yeah.
Yes.
Oh my god, the kids are fucking doing this whole, like, they're gonna try and find the fucking ice cream man, or work out who the killer is.
And they're dressed up as spies. Is this also set in the same world as, as a Secret Agent Club?
It might be.
Can we also link it back? You know, like how we said, like, the son, Hulk Hogan's son from that movie plays young Clint Howard. What if it is the same kid who grew up to be the psychotic, like, ice cream man?
That makes all the sense in the world, because if your dad was Hulk Hogan, that's what would happen to you.
It would make so much sense.
It's so weird that we have... This movie has just brought two more people into the running for the Tubi Achievement Award for the 2023 awards.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's so bizarre.
And I feel bad for Sandra Bergman, because she's, like, been in a lot of movies we've done for this show.
But they haven't been in the same year that we've done the show.
Yeah, she could easily be, like, a nominee.
Unless she shows up in another movie between now and the final episode of the year.
Yes.
We'll see.
I may have to find another movie with Sandra Bergman.
What is with those dick rockets on their bikes?
Are they going to use them to kill the ice cream man with?
I don't know. I feel sorry for the ice cream man. He's just killing children.
I just find it bizarre that this movie is written by the future director of Shanghai Nights and Wedding Crashers and produced by the director of Edward Penis Hands.
And he's got a step van, so you know that van was used in those pornos for the step siblings and step parents.
Well, that's the thing, like, all of these, like, sets could easily may have been in part of his movies.
That truck was in Edward Penis Hands.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't, but it should have been.
Oh, it's dick rockets.
It really is dick rockets. They're like the longest little thin rockets.
Yes.
What is going on?
It's bizarre.
This movie is bizarre. I have no idea what is happening.
What is... Oh my gosh, she... Sandra Bergman did this movie and Possessed by the Night literally back to back.
Oh.
Small pole!
I mean... I don't know, she probably had more fun doing Possessed by the Night because she had a bigger role in that.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And that was movie of the year last year.
Yes.
I'm very proud of my achievements for winning best and worst movie last year.
I'm going to try to at least win best movie of the year this year.
I know, we still have to contend with my pick of Money Plane. I'm starting a campaign for that to win.
I mean, that is true, although there are some strong contenders this year, Marcy, because we've had, like, Kung Fu and Titties. Mm. We've had a few others as well, so we got quite a number of strong contenders this year.
There's a lot of strong contenders, but I'm running the campaign for Money Plane.
Yes.
It's gonna be a good summer. His voice is a little bit creepy.
Actually, apparently, like, before shooting every... Like, according to trivia...
Yes.
Because there's actually a reason why his voice sounds this way, and I'll have to go back and look.
Always have your trivia up and ready to go, Bede. Chop, chop, TikTok, motherfucker.
I will. According to trivia, Clint Howard screamed and yelled at the top of his lungs while driving in a car every day to have a more gravelier voice for his role as Gregory, the ice cream man.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
So he went full method for this movie.
He did.
Ew, that's a very unappetizing ice cream as well.
Hello. I am the inner monologue of the ice cream man.
Oh, hello, inner monologue of the ice cream man.
I'm his inner monologue. He's really loving his bow tie right now. It's very cute and adorable.
I'm glad that you're telling us about this inner monologue of the ice cream man.
Yes, well, also, he doesn't like the children because they don't appreciate the ice cream anymore, so then he has to turn them into ice cream, and that's his only motivations, I think, besides actually being Clint Howard.
Well, I mean, maybe the kids don't like the ice cream is the fact that they're making them out of kids.
Well, maybe they should learn to be cannibals, and then there'd be no problem in this situation whatsoever.
I mean, that is true. I can imagine, like, Trey Parker and his friends from Cannibal the Musical are also big customers of the ice cream man.
They would totally be the biggest customers, especially Alfred Packer, because we know that guy was a cannibal.
Yes, definitely.
And I'm not sure it's quite for Jeffrey Dahmer. He does things a little bit differently, and I'm not sure he liked the ice cream. He was more of a chocolate guy.
Mmm.
But yes, the inner monologue of the ice cream man is if you don't eat the ice cream, you can go fuck yourself and eat the ice cream infused with eyeballs from children in the town.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll have to eat the ice cream then, even though it terrifies me too.
Don't be terrified, just embrace the ice cream, and don't be too worried if there is a little bit of ectoplasm. You know that's the secret ingredient.
Yeah, I think we all knew that, so...
Also, why is one of the kids called Tuna? Don't they know that tuna is a fish and it smells pretty bad usually?
That's he is going to be the next flavor, the tuna flavor ice cream.
That sounds disgusting, and now that's grossed me out, so this inner monologue's going to go relax for a while.
Okay, well, I guess we'll talk to you later, inner monologue of the ice cream man.
I'll speak to you later, bye.
Wow, we're getting, like, characters dropping in throughout this episode.
Totally weird.
He literally is the ice cream prince. I can see it on his truck.
Is he really the ice cream prince?
Yeah, that's what it says right there on the top of his truck.
I missed that completely.
So basically, your joke from earlier saying he's the ice cream prince instead of the ice cream king.
I did make that joke earlier. So I went quiet because I thought something was wrong with my computer for a second, and oh. My screen just decided to go off, but it's fine. It's gone back on. It's still recording. Anyway. Let's hope there's no, like, technical difficulties. So, are they going to go to the cops?
She wanted Rocky Road, but instead she got Bloody Road.
Oh, come on, Bede. Whoa! They're rocketing the cops! They're stealing the ice cream van!
What is going on? This movie has escalated.
This movie escalated quickly at the start. It's now escalating quickly now. What is happening? Are they, like, why are they trying to rocket the cops?
I guess get their attention? Because they're, like, Heather has now gone missing?
But I feel like they stole the ice cream van.
That's what they want us to think.
And what does any of this have to do with that person being possessed earlier?
Well, he's a reverend, so I think, like, he thinks his wife is being possessed by the night and speaking in tongues and acting like the creature in a jar.
I don't know what's happening.
This movie's weird.
It is weird. I don't know what's going on.
I can definitely see why it has a cult following.
I mean, yeah. Who's in the bed? What's happening?
I think it's one of the old cases of, like, putting pillows there to pretend you're asleep.
Does he have kids in the house?
Yeah, well, one of those kids is his kid.
Oh. Well, they're definitely not in the bed.
No, I saw there's one there. There's his head.
Oh, that looked tiny from that view. Well, he doesn't notice the eye makeup. Oh, I don't know. So is she going to go to the cops with those photos? Or?
Nah, she's just going to do it. She's just going to not just look at the photos for her own amusement.
Actually, you know what she was doing? She was uploading them to Rotten.com.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is 1995, early days of the internet, so that probably is what she was doing.
That could totally be a thing.
Hmm.
What is that antenna sticking out of the kid's hat?
You know, this is back in the days when headsets actually had antennas attached.
It had a massive antenna. It doesn't fit in the car. Look at that guy's hair!
Meanwhile, at the Photoshop.
Yeah, these pretty much don't exist anymore.
Hmm. You could get our duplicates.
Do you like my hair? I think it's pretty classy right now.
He's got the Justin Timberlake Robin hair.
It just needs to be more bleached, I think, and then my hair would look like 2 minute noodles.
What is up with his accent?
Well, this is me, and I'm Noodle 2 minute Noodle Hair Guy.
Not related to us, because that's 2 minute Noodle Hair is woke.
2 minute Noodle Hair is very woke. That's why I have my 2 minute Noodle Hair, and then I'm gonna paint it rainbow just to piss you off.
Who the hell is just fattening up all these cops with ice cream?
Yeah, with his cannibalistic ice cream.
Mmm.
Oh my god, the movie we don't deserve. It's the Ice Cream Man teaming up with Hannibal Lecter.
Oh my gosh.
Or it's the Ice Cream Man versus Hannibal Lecter for the best cannibalistic dessert. It's like, yes. You know, one of those, like, cooking show versus
It'll be like British Bake Off, but called the Cannibal Bake Off.
The Cannibal Bake Off.
See, whoa. There's a sketch right there.
What is he wearing?
What? His pants don't even go down to his feet, legs, to his ankles.
Why is he wearing shorts? things like that.
What are those? Those look like, you know, baseball pants, but way shorter down at the bottom of his legs.
No! I have no idea.
For Pete's sake, Clint Howard, please shave that hair. That is not... If your hair receding all the way back to the literal back of your head, it doesn't look good. Oh, you know, hello, sexy auntie.
You know, he's doing his best Denny from The Room.
Yes.
He just likes to watch.
Now that I know she was on Passions, I can totally remember her character. She was like the neglected wife of the really rich guy in town. I can't remember her character's name, but that's who the character was.
Like I said, Passions needs to be on Tubi.
Yes, any random episode of that could be an episode. We'll do a spin-off podcast. It'd be the Tubi Tuesday You Passions podcast.
Yes. We need to start a petition for Passions to come to Tubi.
And it'll just be us doing, like, every episode.
Whoa! What's that on his head? Whoa, Waffle Iron Norton. Face!
David Norford's now a werewaffle.
He's a werewaffle. Bead. 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 Not even sorry.
Oh, I think she's the other
one. Whoa! That escalated quickly.
Look at the size of that cone. Oh, wait, there's a head in it.
Give your waffle face guy a kiss. Whoa.
Oh.
Well, he's not just killing children anymore. Really?
Wow.
I'm so confused, but whatever.
Oh, damn, Michael Vincent.
She is a nurse.
She is. Sexy nurse.
Sexy nurse. Those little perverts.
According to trivia, the filmmakers originally...
Oh my god! Whoa!
Whoa! Those are the photos from the van.
Yeah, mixed in with their sexy photos.
Mmm.
Can you imagine, though, back in the day, like, using your camera to take, you know... Say you're taking nudes or taking pictures of you banging and stuff. Imagine going to the place to get it developed and being like, here you go. Like, they would see all that. Wouldn't you feel awkward?
Yes.
I mean, I'm glad we don't have to do that now for all, you know, taking our porno videos on our phones. Not that we do that because we're on the up and up.
Oh, so Macaulay Culkin's actually becoming, like, a hedge person for the ice cream man.
He's becoming an apprentice, just like in the Saw movies.
Yes!
Yep.
Also, according to trivia, the filmmakers wanted a PG-13 rating for this movie, but it ended up getting an R.
Oh, yeah.
And also, according to trivia, Jan Michael Vincent was drunk a lot of times on set.
Wouldn't you be if you had to be in the ice cream man?
Probably.
I mean, I was under the impression this kid was, like, dead and made into ice cream, but I guess we didn't see him kill him, technically.
Mm. And also, according to trivia, this is Clint Howard's first leading role in a film... since the 1981 horror film Evil Speak.
Is that a diaphragm?
It is a diaphragm.
How did anyone put those in them? I don't understand the logistics of a diaphragm.
Now, are diaphragms still around? Because it seemed like only a 90s thing diaphragms were kind of talked about.
I think they are. I don't think it's a thing, and... it wasn't quite a thing, I guess, when I was, you know, a budding young lady. Because it's not something that was, like, offered to me. So I don't know. And I feel stupid for, like, I don't know how this worked. But I don't know how it worked.
I'm assuming, you know what, I'm not even going to ask.
I don't know if I want to know how it worked.
It's like the free seashells. It's one of those things that you just don't want to know.
Never meant to know how it worked ever.
Uh-oh. Eerie ambient music.
It's the eerie ambient music again. No wonder he's sweating wearing like 20,000 sweaters under his flannel.
He pretty much is.
He looks like puffy and unnatural. So they've gone to the sanitarium?
I think so.
Maybe?
I wonder if there's any alcohol in here.
Maybe there are in these sunflowers.
Like that cuckoo movie, really, dude? That seems very compassionate.
Yes.
That's very compassionate.
Also, according to trivia, apparently this movie started off to being a spoof on horror films, but then it kind of just gradually became a horror comedy as it went along.
I kind of see that a little bit.
Mm.
A little bit, like, with sort of how over the top some of these things are.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Now knowing he was drunk a lot of the time on this movie, you can definitely see it now.
Like I said, you would if you were in the ice cream man.
I wish I had some alcohol ice cream.
I mean, he should hit up Louise Lasser for that recipe.
Yeah, for the red wine ice cream.
Yeah, the red wine ice cream. What is he laughing about?
I think that duck was a little... I don't know.
What is so funny? What joke did we miss?
Hello, Marcy. It's me, Baby Lou. It's Baby Louise.
Hello, Baby Louise. How are you today?
Very good, thanks. I also survived the Red Wine Massacre along with Baby Rosé. So I'm very good at the moment.
Well, Baby Louise, you were conceived on all the red wine, so.
Mm. Indeed, indeed. I'm very good. I survived. We're very safe, and also even Baby Rosé is here too.
Hi, it's me, Baby Rosé.
Hi, it's the two babies. It's the red wine baby and the rosé baby.
Yes, it's me, Baby Louise.
And Baby Rosé.
We
thought we'd come here because we heard there was some ice cream in this movie.
Yeah, you might have talked with Louise because I think she might have made some rosé-infused ice cream for you.
I see. Well, we'll have to go get some ice cream. You ready to go get some, Louise?
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Well, at least the kids are getting their alcohol fix.
Yeah. And they both are here, Baby Rosé. Oh! The lunatics have taken over the asylum. Literally.
I think so. I'm so confused. The babies stole my concentration.
Mmm.
What is going on?
This insane asylum has really gone to shit. Look at how everything has turned out. Has no one not known, like the authorities, not known about this until now?
I have no idea. I guess no one goes there to find out.
And Jan Michael Vince is like, get out of my way, I need
he
to get to the
bar.
He
just gives no shits right now.
He literally isn't.
Doesn't even know he's shooting a movie. They just put him there.
He's doing like a Gary Nolte, essentially.
Yeah, he is basically a Gary Nolte. It's just like, I'm just going to walk past all of this and ignore what's happening. What is going on? Why is this a movie?
I don't know, but this movie is going to weird, strange places.
It really is, and I have no idea.
I thought this was going to be a simple movie about an ice cream man.
I thought it was just about an ice man giving out the ice cream.
Yes. Well, I'll say this, the Patreon subscribers have voted well for this movie.
I mean, it is a very Tubi Tuesdays movie. Ew! We don't need to see that!
They're cleaning the toilets while taking a shit on the toilet!
I don't know what is happening. This is the most disgusting... Blech. I think they just killed Winnie the Pooh.
I think so.
No, I guess maybe that's how no one found out. No one can leave.
Yep.
I mean, except for Clint Howard, who somehow left.
Somehow this rip thing, I think, like, what has happened? Oh, he's just punching out all of them.
It's just, he's gonna start just, whoa, take that, mullet guy.
Hooah!
Sorry, man with a mullet, your hairstyle was out of date, even for 95 standards. Oh, the exit was right there! Come on.
And it was open too, so they were able to
and
leave.
It wasn't even locked! This movie defies all logic and reason. Doesn't sound like an emergency. Oh my god, he's gonna nonchalantly start shooting them! Oh, don't mind me, I'm just gonna shoot him.
Man, Michael Vincent is so drunk.
It really is. He just doesn't give a shit.
He really isn't. Now that I know, like, it's so obvious.
It's so
like, he's
obvious.
So... Oh. He really doesn't give 10 shits right now.
He doesn't give any shits at all. I'm not sure he knew he was filming a movie.
He probably didn't.
I'm convinced he didn't know. I'm so convinced.
Wait, I was in a movie?
What are you talking about? I wasn't in the Oscar, man.
I just went out to... I was driving around looking for the bar, and I ended up being in a movie called Ice Cream Man.
Now, speaking of the Oscar, man, there he is. I gotta go get his rosé and red wine-infused ice cream.
So, did he go insane from being treated at that really shitty hospital?
I think so. Oh!
Oh, he's kidnapping children in his van!
He kidnapped Tuna. And according to trivia, Tuna's last name is Cassara.
Duh, fuck off. You know what that deserves?
Go fuck yourself.
Yep. And I didn't even... And that wasn't even for me, that was just for the trivia.
Exactly. That wasn't for you. Oh, he's locked him in the fridge. Wait, is that the clown mask from the Art the Clown that was in the hospital?
I think so.
Why is he wearing those pants?
They're going so far up his ass.
You know what he's missing? A Raiders crop top.
Yes.
Look how big these clothes are!
Even his clothes are 10 times bigger than him.
Their clothes are so big!
It's like his like, jumper? Oh, not a jumper, you know, like a zip-up, like, jacket? Is bigger than him, but yet his baseball pants are, like, super tight.
Yeah, those things are so small, his puffy jacket is so big, and that kid's t-shirt is, like, down to his ankles.
Yes.
Did he say
what
fat
does
kid?
This do? He did.
I think he means kid with 20,000 sweaters on.
Yes.
You got any more of that red wine infused ice cream for me?
Oh, he's giving him ice cream trivia. Yeah, did this story want to be like the Pied Piper? Because that's been referenced a lot?
I guess, like, he uses ice cream to convince the kids to become flavors in the ice cream, or even his own assistants.
What flavor of ice cream do you want to be?
Ooh, that is a good question.
Mm.
Mm. I mean, personally, I like vanilla myself because I'm a vanilla guy.
I mean, so am
I. Especially gelato. Yes, like gelato. Like vanilla gelato is amazing. Mm. It's extra creamy and stuff. But I think if I had to pick an ice cream flavor, I would have to maybe cookies and cream.
You're a bit of cookies and cream.
Mm.
What about you, Marcy? I mean, like you, like, vanilla's my flavor. I love vanilla. I don't mean to cough. Pardon me. Hate doing that when we're recording and I can't mute myself. Maybe I would be a lemon gelato.
Mm.
I'm very nice and fresh, but if you don't play your cards right, I'll be very sour. What ice cream flavor is the ice cream man's inner monologue?
Oh.
Well, I think I would be like you, Bede, and be cookies and cream because I'm totally creamy and succulent. I would also, I might be like Rocky Road, because, you know, when you come with the ice cream man, it's a bit of a rocky road. You never know if you're going to get ice cream or be made into ice cream, so.
Oh, well, at least that's good to know.
So I like all of your choices. I think you did a great job, and the ice cream man approves, and I don't think he's going to turn you into his cannibalistic ice cream.
Well, I hope not, because, I mean, I like eating ice cream, but I don't want to eat ice cream if it's made out of people, to say.
Each to their own, each to their own. No, don't knock it until you try it. And look, I'm just a picture frame right here.
So, basically, in a monologue, you hid behind a frame to fool the cops?
Well, I got all my tricks from, watching The Simpsons. I did the Dr. Hibbert mirror trick.
Ah, that explains it.
It does, actually. Well, I gotta go make sure the rest of this movie goes well while I'm in this sexy hat.
Oh!
Now that's what I call a brain freeze. See, my one-liners are great.
Well, you're a bit late on the one-liner, in a monologue. You should have been said first before he said it.
Yes, well, I'm on a bit of a delay because, you know, I'm watching the movie with you guys because I'm the inner monologue of the ice cream man.
Well, that is true. That is true. So I won't judge.
Yeah, you shouldn't judge me. And I decided to wear that guy's sexy outfit, by the way. Don't you love my puffer jacket?
Well, your puffer jacket does fit you very nicely in a monologue of the ice cream man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, now, gotta make sure the rest of this goes smoothly, so, see you guys later.
See ya.
That was weird. That was totally weird. What is going on?
Well, I mean, the girlfriend basically got a bloody thing right
through her. She got a brain freeze, alright?
Yeah.
Why is there a cow's bum sticking out of the back of that truck? What is going on? It does.
Oh, the brother's now dead.
Is that Steve Buscemi?
It looks like it. Oh, it's Mark Hamill.
It's Mark Hamill and Steve Buscemi. As human body puppets.
I'm trying to figure out who these two are.
I don't know. The effects are, like, not too bad. Like, because it is all practical, I think they've done a pretty decent job of everything.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look cheap. Like, it still looks low-budgety, but it's the way that they've actually used, like, all the practical effects and stuff. It actually looks very good.
Mm.
These head puppets are actually kind of creepy. I don't like them.
Yeah, I don't like them either.
I don't like that laugh. Shut up. Oh, shut up, you. I'm kind of sad this doesn't have a sequel now.
Yeah.
I'm very sad.
Well, I mean, Clint Howard's only, like, 24 years old now, so they're able to, like, probably make that sequel if they wanted to.
I mean, true. Oh, yeah, I forgot the Tuna Kid was still in the truck in the freezer.
Mm-hmm. He's probably frozen by now.
I mean, wouldn't he be frozen?
He was frozen today.
He was frozen today.
No, that's fake Macaulay Culkin.
No, he's not being held captive, remember? He's his apprentice. Yeah.
Yes.
He's like the Amanda.
See, how did the filmmakers behind this movie think they were going to get a PG-13 with demented scenes like this?
I don't know. Oh my god. And you know, they should have learned that their producer directed a movie called Hungry Holes.
Hey Marcy. This is his remake. It's called Edward Head Hands.
And see, when I'm here and Batch isn't here, you get unlimited amounts of those. You don't get kicked off.
Yes.
Otherwise, it would just be me.
Yes. Some of the neighborhood
kids wanted to play hide and seek. Did they, though? I told them it was too late, but they...
Oh, my little Gregor. Always so kind to the little children.
Always so kind to the little children.
Her performance is so weirdly campy.
She... Olivia Hussey knew what movie she was in and acted accordingly.
She understood the assignment very well.
Yes. And also, according to trivia, David Warner only worked on this movie for 2 days.
He hasn't been in it that much.
Yeah.
Was he in it as a favour to someone?
I don't know. Well, he had to buy his time before he was in Titanic.
I mean, true. Very true. Yes, what is all this noise? It's the one place they shouldn't go hiding.
I think she's equally crazy as well.
I think so. I think that's kind of the point.
I
don't give a damn. Where's my rosé ice cream?
I don't give a damn. I don't think he was acting at that moment. I think he's just like, I don't give a damn.
He was angry. I mean,
kids want to play with the ice cream.
Yeah, kids don't want to play with the ice cream man. That's a no-no. You go to jail.
Somehow Tuna got out of the box but was chained up.
Maybe he took some of his sweaters off.
Yes.
Oh, the cops have finally found him? No, he's just going to shut the door.
I mean, why not open it?
I mean, it's not like if they shoot, the bullet is going to hit the kid. It's like 50 sweaters under there.
I'm going to drown this kid in ice cream.
Oh, I don't want to alarm him, but that's actually the ectoplasm.
Ew!
I mean, look at it. That's how Toby leaves a place every time he goes there.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, Jeb Michael Vincent's so drunk in the scene, he can't even keep the gun straight.
He wasn't even aware it was ectoplasm.
Oh,
shit.
He knocked them out with spoons.
He barely touched them! I bet Clint Howard did all of his own stunts.
If he did it, I'll be upset.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad. He should like, be the lead in a lot more movies.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised this is, like, his first lead, up to this point, 14 years.
He's such, like, a unique, guy. And I think he's a pretty solid actor. And he's definitely capable of doing, like, varied roles. I think it's a bit, like, disappointing we haven't had, like, heaps of Clint Howard-led movies.
I mean, Ron Howard, if you're listening to this podcast right now, I mean, I know you put your brother in every single one of your movies. It's about time to get him cast in a lead role.
Yeah, you should do the sequel to Ice Cream Man, actually. Can you imagine Ron Howard's Ice Cream Man 2 starring Clint Howard?
Yes.
That would be epic.
Gregory.
See, they're using the reanimator fluid into his head.
It is.
I'm disturbed. There are so many sunflowers everywhere. He put ice cream on that kid's face, but it looks like he's covered in, like, honey or something. It's weird.
Ew. Oh, gotta have more flashbacks.
What is happening?
This is how he escaped the mental asylum.
Are we sure?
I think so.
He's got hair, though. Or is he wearing a wig?
I think he's wearing a wig. You know what? That serum? That wasn't meant to cure him. That was meant to make his hair go bald.
Oh, you know what? I think he might have used a little bit of the peanut butter solution in that flashback.
You might be right.
Actually makes sense, because once it wears off, the hair falls out, so that's why his head looks like that.
Yes. Oh, he's definitely gone through the China bolo in this shot.
Yeah, he needed to. Oh no, is this kid turning on him? Oh no! That was rude.
He's getting his nut...
He's in the nut machine. He's in the nut masher machine.
Yes, and it's sparkling.
It is. Do you want some nut mashed ice cream?
Ew.
Oh, hashtag ice cream dick.
Ice cream. Hashtag ice cream dick.
There's so many good hashtags this episode.
Oh, well, I guess we solved the case. It's time to go to the bar. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Ah, it doesn't matter. Let's go anyway.
You didn't do anything. The kids won.
Didn't I?
Didn't I? Glug, glug, glug.
Oh, glug, glug, glug. Are you saying I did it?
I think that's the end of the movie. Oh, no.
Oh,
no. Another scene.
Meanwhile, at autumn.
Meanwhile, later in the day, with this kid wearing a beret, for some reason. I thought she was dead!
No, that's the mum who speaks in tongues. That's the reverend's wife.
Oh, it wasn't the one that got the brain freeze kill.
No, that was the brother's girlfriend.
Oh, this is all confusing. This is like, it's your mother's sister's neighbor's daughter's cousin's ex-wife's husband's roommate twice removed.
Yep. Yes.
Oh, they've all got these nerdy berets.
They should all have red berets so they can have raspberry berets.
Oh, Bede. Oh, Bede. I liked it! Oh no!
The apprentice went insane.
The apprentice really was the apprentice. He did that thing that you have to kill your master to become the master and no longer be the apprentice.
Ooh. He's now making his own ice cream. Uh-oh.
That is creepy and I don't like it.
And coming up next, the Ginger Dead Man. Bloody birthday. Silent Night, Deadly Night 2. Jack Frost. And Slaughterhouse.
Damn. We only had one ad and one quick ad through this whole movie.
Fuck yeah, we did.
So, damn. I only got to play, like, the ad music once, but we'll play it again. Alright, now that that's out of the way.
Yes.
That is a
that
wrap.
That was a lot of fun. Yes, that movie, I can definitely see why that movie is a cult classic.
I'd watch that again.
Yes.
I'd watch definitely. It again so I can probably figure out what the fuck was going on.
Well, Vinegar Syndrome did release this on Blu-ray, so we'll have to buy it now.
We might have to pick it up, yeah. But yes, that is a wrap for this week's episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast, with the movie voted by the Patreons, with all the movies for that poll chosen by Bede this time.
Indeed. And it actually worked out this time.
Yes, it worked out quite well, because that was a weirdly entertaining, weird movie.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And of course, and also the listener, the subscribers have definitely been listening, because I think Ice Cream Man was a film we have talked about doing at some point for the show. So I thought, I'll put it on the poll and see if it, you know, might as well get it out of the way. And they chose wisely.
Yeah, so that's all very good and fun. And yes, hopefully next week we will be back with Colin's pick, and we'll see how he went with Polite Jigsaw, and we'll also find out how Batch went with the Brothers Bronson.
Indeed, indeed.
And yes, so before we wrap up, you can find the 2B Tuesdays podcast at supermarcy.com as part of the Super Network. So if you check your show notes, you get all the links, and you can find our personal links as well as the podcast links. So if you are listening to this and you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast or give us a like. All those things go a very long way, and it costs you nothing to do so. So make sure you follow us on the 2B Tuesdays podcast on all your podcast streaming platforms of choice. And, of course, you can follow the Super Network on our socials as well. And most of the links should be available on the link tree at linktr.ee/thesupernetwork. And also /the 2B Tuesdays podcast. So there is all of that. I'm just getting confused. You can find me at Super Marcy on all of your socials as well. And because Batch and Colin are not here, you can find Batch every Tuesdays on the Webtales podcast. Just look up Webtales on your podcast player. And you can also find Batch, Mark, and me and Bede and Colin and all the crew. We do hang out on their Facebook Facebook group for Pop4D. So look up Pop4D. And check all of that out there as well. And Colin can be found on the Trash Panda podcast. And you can head to, I think it's trashpandapodcast.com. If I'm wrong, I apologize, but it is in the show notes. And Bede, for yourself.
Well, if people want to find me personally, you can find me at on Twitter and Blue Sky under Bede Jamide as one word. So twitter.com/BedeJamide and BedeJamide at Blue Sky. And as well as you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com, and as well as you can find my solo shows, Bede versus the Living Dead and its spin-off, Bede and Steve versus Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streaming services everywhere. And also you can find both shows via the official Twitter account at on Twitter at BedeVSTLD, and as well as BedeVSTLD on Blue Sky as well. And also, Bede and Steve versus Camp Crystal Lake is on the Bede versus the Living Dead podcast feed everywhere. So you'll be able to listen to that show as well.
Yes, so be sure, if you're not already, subscribe to all the shows, even if you don't listen every week. I'm sure there will be episodes that you will enjoy and listen to, or you can always listen to episodes later on, because we like to think we have a timeless feel to all of our shows. But yes, I'm rambling now. All right. Well, thank you everybody for tuning in, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.
See you, everyone. Bye.
There are no bad days here at Wishing Well, only happy days.
Open wide, Gregory.
It is a happy day. Now he's out, rehabilitated with a brand new job.
Here you go.
I'd like to buy a gallon of your hard pack.
Next.
You didn't say please.
Did you see little Roger Smith today?
He was at the park. Why?
We got a missing kid.
His ice cream has a secret ingredient.
What the hell is that ice cream dork doing out this late?
What's your favorite flavor?
Wow. Oh, he's so kind to the little children.
I brought you something special.
Ooh, sounds yummy.
There's something weird going on here.
Hiya, honey. Not every day is a happy, happy, happy day.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.